10 years ago, on a cold, dark night, there was someone killed neath the town hall light. The few at the scene were wrong as could be, 'cause the man they accused that night was with me. But what could he do, and what could he say, for that one stolen night he just had to pay? He couldn't tell a soul that I was out with him, for the whole town knew I belonged to his best friend. Now I walk these hills in my long black veil. I visit his grave when the night winds wail. No. Nobody sees, nobody knows but me. The scaffold was high, I knew his death was near. I stood in the crowd and shed unseen tears. But sometimes at night, when the cold wind moans in my long black veil, I weep o'er his bones. I walk these hills in my long black veil. I visit his grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me.
Sweethearts do.
I gave my love to prove to you that I would always love you and be.
In San Pedro, when the doorbell rang and I run to the door, there stood a cop and he sure was sore. You're under arrest, you're going to the clink for reckless driving and raising such a stink, so grab your hat and hurry too, the judge wants to have a little talk with you. He put me in the wagon and locked the door. I thought I'd never see my wife anymore. The cops finally got me, but what the heck? Me and the Mercury stayed neck and neck. We got to the station and he took me inside. The cop, he told me, was the end of the ride. We went down the hall and opened the door, and there stood the judge in the middle of the floor. My driver license and all my money too, and said 6 months I'm giving to you, but I don't care for what the heck. Me and that Mercury stayed neck and neck. Now I'm a-setting in my cell all broken-hearted, and the 6 months has barely started, but I'm not the only one that's feeling blue, cause the guy that drove the Mercury is in here too. Cops are still looking both night and day for the kid in the hopped-up Model A. They say they'll catch him, but I don't think it's so, cause that Model A can fairly go. Now I'll be out of here some of these days, and I'll hunt the kid in the Model A, and he'll be the one who'll have to pray, cause I'm gonna get me a hopped-up Model A.
The other day I heard someone say, you know, America is in real trouble. It's true. Old Glory has never fallen so close to earth. The blood of American soldiers is soaking foreign soil in nameless, windless conflicts. Men are dying for ideals we so-called Americans have abandoned. America's real trouble doesn't lie in the rice paddies of Vietnam or in the overwhelming masses of Red China. It's here. This is the age of the American cynic, the year of the unbeliever, the day of doubt. Love of God, country, and family has been thrown to the junk heap. We stare at our shoelaces when they play the national anthem. We change channels when a political discussion comes on. We wouldn't be caught with our eyes closed during public prayers. We've decided that elections and politicians are bought and sold like cattle. Patriotism, the old hand over the heart, flag waving, marching, singing patriotism, has been condemned. Somewhere back there, for some power, we've lost our pride in America. Its aims, ideals, and structure hasn't changed. We have, you and me. Our enemies know it. They've seen newsreels of the discontented marching around the Capitol, the draft card burning. They've driven steel wedges in our wall of solidarity. The new idea is, why attack America? It'll eventually fall under the weight of its own corruption. And did you know it's working? This deadly complacency, once stamped beneath the bloody feet of a tattered Continental Army in 1776, once drowned with the USS Arizona in Pearl Harbor Bay, has risen again. This sneering, let George do it attitude, this better red than dead cancer, is more feared by the American soldier than all the communist bullets. It kills the vitality and spirit of America. Democracy is a frail, fragile instrument made of hope, prayer, and Yankee ingenuity. It's held together by 4th of July flag-waving patriotism, and we've almost exhausted our supply of it. Try this test. Lift your eyes to a flag, then sing out as loud as you can that old antique freedom hymn you learned as a child, "For Purple Mountain's Majesty."
Purple Mountain Majesty.
Above the fruited plain. America.
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 God shed his grace on thee. Now if you feel a little Christ welling up inside you, if you feel a little mist in your eyes, then thank God for you, mister. You're still an American.
Yeah.
for you to go with my girl. I don't mind where you go with my girl. I don't mind who walking with him. I don't mind who talking with him. Just as long as she gives a lover to me.
All the Benz, call the cops and tell him say he meeting you. The motherfucker don't deserve, do you try preserve? The marriage just muddy, him a look for yous. It no make sense to pretend, it not change again. A dog will be a dog till the very end.
Underwear on the counter,
son of a bitch.
They left stains on the sofa,
son of a bitch.
She left the weave in the shower,
son of a bitch.
See, I got them on camera,
son of a bitch.
Saw a kiss in his shoulder,
son of a bitch.
And took it down and tipped it over,
son of a bitch.
I heard her screams get louder,
son of a bitch.
Now this relationship's over. Could you believe I caught my man red-handed screwing that slut next door? Picture them being both but naked, banging on the bathroom floor. But could he be thinking, can't believe that he was that freak? Girl, my jaw hit the floor, I was so mad I couldn't even
girlfriend.
Speak.
I look how you treat him like a king, him not feel it for pin. Taking fear be penny we ain't ever earn. No take the bag of sweet talk, prepare for walk the walk. Make him know this is a lesson we ain't have to learn. Like the clothes I make it burn, tell him I feel your turn. All when him a dead, I no feel your concern. Me no care him none a right, for bringing gal a night. I just so if he don't argue, man, it's a turn.
Underwear on the counter,
son of a bitch.
They left stains on the sofa,
son of a bitch.
She left the weave in the shower,
son of a bitch.
See, I got them on camera,
son of a bitch.
I saw a kiss in his shoulder,
son of a bitch.
And took it down and flip it over,
son of a bitch.
I heard her screams get louder,
son of a bitch.
Now this relationship's over. Could you believe I caught my man red-handed screwing that slut next door? Picture them being both but naked, banging on the bathroom floor. But could he be thinking, can't believe that he was that freak? Girl, my jaw hit the floor, I was so mad I couldn't speak.
He tried to tell me he was sorry for the pain that he caused. I've been listening to his reasoning, it makes no sense at all. Tried to act like he was sorry.
at six, bacon and eggs to fix. Four kids from one to four, pretty soon there'll be one more. I got old floors to wax and scrub, and there's a dirty old ring in the tub. I'll get a maid someday, but till then I'm queen of the house. No time to fix my hair, need a new dress to wear. Old clothes will have to do, 'cause the kids all need new shoes. I got Rich Club each Tuesday night. He goes out with the boys and gets tight, but when the evening's through, he comes home to the queen of the house. I know the milkman, the iceman are coming today. They give me tips on the horses to play, and when I get the time to spare, I sit and wish that I picked a rich millionaire.
Rosita Tomato, the second cousin of Juanita Banana, worked on a grape vineyard all her life. Her job was to dance on the grapes each day until there was enough wine to fill 10 barrels. When Juanita Banana became a great opera star, Rosita Tomato got jealous and decided to become a famous dancer. So she washed her feet, put on her first pair of shoes, and moved to the big city. In a few weeks, Rosita got her first chance to appear before a large audience in a very important dance contest. The music began. Rosita walked out to the middle of the stage, but became terrified. She couldn't move. The people started to laugh and shout and throw things at Rosita. Her heart was broken. With tears running down her beautiful face, she slowly began to walk off the stage. But as fate would have it, she accidentally stepped on a grape that someone must have thrown at her. All of a sudden, her feet took flight. She started to dance better than she ever did. She was sensational. The crowd screamed wildly, "Viva Rosita! Viva Rosita!" She was the greatest dancer of all.
From the hot rod race, the one that the cop wouldn't even chase. I didn't think they'd get so hot. I was just driving along in my hopped up pod, when a I saw two cars on the road ahead, racing like mad. To myself I said, I'll have some fun and passing by far. They think there's a hot in a brand new car. Bit more, I'll push the foot feet to the floor. I'll show those guys who's in top place, I'll really give them a hot rod race. I've been a little further over the wheel and felt the floorboard beneath my heel. I heard the sudden roar of my old exhaust pipe. I knew right then the race did fight. Behind them and give them a blast to let them know I was about to pass. But they didn't budge in their wild mad ride. They stayed ahead and were side to side. So I took to the ditch to get by the flight. I scattered sand to the left and sand to the right. It didn't even slow their speed. My Model A has what I need. I've got us back to a normal pace. I got her by without a spill. Oh boy, it was quite a thrill. If you ever get mad at a hot rod kid, remember the things that once you did when you were young, carefree and gay, and had a hopped up Model A.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever. I leave that to you. And welcome to yet another incarnation of the Bit Slap with me, your host, KBC. And I want to welcome you to Volume 9, number 9 of our Answer Song series. You can find the rest of them archived at WFMU.org. All of my Bit Slaps are archived. This one is number 406, I believe. Anyway, we started with My Long Black Veil. That was Mary John Wilkin answering the original Long Black Veil, made popular by Lefty Frizzell and written by Mary John Wilkin. The cycle continues. After that, my last date was Skeeter Davis from 1960. Kind of an answer to an instrumental by Floyd Tillman. You remember that? The words here were written by Bootlow Bryant. And there were a couple of different kind of answers because it was a song that demanded words. Yeah, I think you'll agree. Lovin' Man was Arlene Harton answering Roy Orbison. Archie Shelby after that. That was Hot Rod Race number 3 of 5 by Archie Shelby. That one was called Archie Meets the Judge. You heard from him again just a few moments ago. We'll get to that. Relax. Day of Decision was Buddy Starcher answering Eve of Destruction. One of many, probably two or three dozen things that answered that. Most of them angry. Including The Prophet from The Patriots. And I haven't decided yet whether to put quotation marks around that word or not. I leave it up to larger brains than mine. It's All Right was an answer to The Who from The Rockin' Vickers from 1966. Complete with, I wish I could play like Keith Moon drum stuff. Nice try. Son of a Bitch was Lady Saw and Masha. Not mincing words to Shaggy's It Wasn't Me. Stacey Ames after that, one of a few different versions of the same song, Calendar Boy. I neglected to find out who wrote that. Your guess is as good as mine. Queen of the House was Jane Morgan, covering Jody Miller's answer to Roger Miller. They were not related. And there's a couple of different versions of this, including, I believe, the Supremes. Rosita Tomato by The Peels, that was their answer to their own song, Juanita Banana. And there is a third one to that series, and as soon as I find it, I promise I will bury it. And we will never speak of it again. And then Hot Rod Race number 5 from Archie Shelby again. And that was the kid in the Model A. All right? So we continue now. Please enjoy.
nothing you could do, 'cause I'm stuck like glue to my guy. I'm sticking to my guy like a stamp to a letter, like birds of a feather. We stick together. I'm telling you from the start, I can't be torn apart from my guy. Nothing you could do could make me untrue to my guy.
Roll on, roll on, roll on, roll on. Oh, oh, oh. Super good. super good. Yeah. I have to super good, baby. Got to tell you fellas one more time. Brother, one said get on up. You feel like a sex machine. Feel like a sex machine. Feel like a sex machine.
Young man, single and free. Experience and love I got. You need not hire no young trainee. No, please take it out the warning. I'll be your love, that's true. Please take it out the warning. I am the man for you. At home we'll be together, loving and all alone. I won't think about playing the fields or doing you wrong. We'll stay at home all night. I'm forgetting about the boys. No lipstick on my collar, 'cause I'll be good to you. No need to think I'm lying. I bring you love the truth. So take it out the water. Yeah, I'm coming to misery. So take it out the water. Baby, let it be me. I too have spent my nights crying a bit of tears. Although I cried a lot, she never seemed to hear. And when I needed her most, she was never by my side. Either out on the town or just playing around. She thought I was a fool. So now I'm begging you, I'm asking, do you want it? Yeah, I'm coming down the street and ask, do you want it? I'm being good to you. Listen, listen. Let me tell you about it. I'm a young man, available, single and free. Experience and love I got. Need not hire no young trainee. No, baby.
I quit my life, 'cause I don't want to be my people's love. I ain't coming back again. I quit my life, daddy, 'cause I don't want to be. I ain't denying that I love you, no, but I ain't crying. For you no more, I quit my knocking. Daddy, 'cause I don't want it. You cheated all the time, you met it. You made a breaking of my heart. Oh, well, I've gotten wise and I realize that, that we should part. I quit my knocking, 'cause I don't want it. Keep on rocking. I ain't coming back again. I quit my market. That it 'cause I don't want it in.
You give your life. morning. And in all due respect, let us hear from the bride.
Don't stop the wave. Let us be happy too. You just can't face the facts, baby. That he is happy here without you. You know, you don't really, really love him. No, 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 no. You're just defending a selfish pride. When you had him, you didn't want him. If you let me, I'll give him the love he never, never had. So don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't stop the wedding.
Don't do it.
No, no, no.
Don't do it
too hard.
Don't break too hard.
Listen to me. Listen to me, baby.
Cause I loved her so.
Oh, Johnny, we told you not to marry.
Yes, you told me not to marry Bonnie.
She was so young and so were you. Now you go see what you're going through. Oh, Johnny, we told you not to marry.
Yes, you told me not to marry Bonnie.
What you had to fall for.
But now I got two and I need one more. Cause the baby needs this and the baby needs that. Bonnie needs a dress and a brand new hat. She can't understand that things are tough. And nothing I do seem to be enough. I wanna see him so I can tell him so. But Bonnie wants to follow everywhere I go. If I slip out, Bonnie has a fit. So I have to stay home and babysit.
Oh, Johnny, we told you not to marry.
Yes, you told me not to marry Bonnie.
She was so young and so were you. Now you both see what you're going through. Oh, Johnny, we told you not to.
Oh! you.
I hear what you're saying. You're saying it's too early for Christmas music. Well, no, it's not. And that's my answer to that, okay? We started that set with a song you may not have known was an answer song. I didn't until I put two and two together and somebody told me. That was, of course, Mary Wells, My Guy, answering The Temptations, My Girl. Roll With Me, Henry, after that from Etta James, along with Hank Ballard, who wrote the original that was spawned by, which was Work With Me, Annie. This one's also called Dance With Me, Henry. You can find it under both titles if you're looking. Or you can just let me do the work for you. Okay, just sit down and relax. That's why I'm here. I carry a sponge. Vicki Anderson after that, Super Good. Answering James Brown, Super Bad, of course. The answer to the want ads was Bobo, Mr. Soul. Answering, of course, the want ads. Of course, you remember that one. I Quit My Knockin' from Carol Fran and the group, and I'm not sure which one that's in response to. It's either I Hear You Knockin' or Who's That Knockin'? Remember that one? Who's That Knockin' on My Door? All right. Tomorrow and Always after that, answering the Carole King song. That was version 2 by the Satin Tones. Version 1 really sucked. I mean, it sounded like they recorded it underwater, so I included this one. Jody's on the Run was Sonny Green. And Jody, Come Back and Get Your Shoes from Bobby Newsom, answering Charles Wright's hit, Run Jody Run. And there's a few more answers to that song, too. You don't need to hear them now, trust me. Hit the Road Jack spawned a few things, including Well, I Told You from the Chantels. The Chantels were from the Bronx, of course. All those good girl groups were from the Bronx or Brooklyn, or maybe sometimes Queens. And Cole, after that, Don't Stop the Wedding, in answer to Etta James' Stop the Wedding. Okay, that's pretty obvious. And then Titus Turner answering Lloyd Price's I'm Going to Get Married. That was We Told You Not to Marry. And then we finished it up with the answer to Mother Popcorn from Speedometer, answering James Brown, the hardest working man in show business, even though he's been dead for 10 years or so. All right, so that's it. Like I say, there's 8 other versions of answer songs. They're really quite an interesting cross-section, and I keep finding them. I mean, they're like socks or something. I don't know, Tupperware tops. I don't know what the hell. But they keep popping up, and I keep finding them. And I'll bring you more someday. I don't know when, but I probably have at least 2 or 3 more shows worth. So buckle up, buttercups. It's going to be a rough ride. All right, so I got 3 more, of course. One's a surprise, 2 shouldn't be. And I'll see you next week. Please behave. Thank you. Bye.
Took off in the can from old Sadlo. The chow was poor and the fuel was low, but the doggone can could really go. Along about in the middle of the night, we were steaming along like a tin can night, when a cruiser behind us blinked her light, blew a whistle and pulled to the right. Well, that wind screws on our old can, which makes you think that we're in a jam. But you swabs that don't get this kind of jive, we had 6 boys with overdrive. Now we're tin can men, and we likely knew that we'd race all night with something blue. The stern was down from the turn of the screws, and on through the waves we flew and flew. Sick, but us tin can men knew he was just a hick. Why should we worry? What the heck? That cruiser and us were still neck and neck. Yes, on through the ocean we did glide, a flying low with a throttle wide. Our skipper screamed and the crew they cried, but the doggone cruiser was still right beside. Well, we looked over the fantail, but thunder was a coming. We thought it was a jet, but the way it was a humming, it was a coming along at a terrible pace, and we knew right then was the end of this race. As the steam passed us, we looked the other way, and the cruiser's crew, they had nothing to say, for there going by was a reserve JG pushing a hop cup LST.
Hey, come and take my brother away. The men in white picked him up yesterday, but they'll never come take me away, because I'm okay. I'm normal. I painted everything in my house purple, my fingernail file, my potato peelers, my... Stay away from my frog! I got an earthworm in a fruit jar, and I make long-distance calls to Ringo Starr, and I make funny faces to scare the kids. Boo! Save lightning bugs and katydids. They'll never come take me away, because I'm normal. I'm okay. I play tiddlywinks with Dracula's bat and jump rope with a cross-eyed cat. I play Bob Dylan records upside down and keep my fish out of water so they won't drown. My brother didn't know them things. That's the reason they took him away. Took him away yesterday. He's crazy, but I'm okay. I fill my bathtub with strawberry jam and feed my squirrels sugar-cured ham. And I spread rumors that Stalin is dead. I said he was wearing a sheepskin when he died in bed. Made that up. I eat alphabet soup with a tuning fork and shine my shoes with Chinese pork. I'm okay. Don't ever take me away. I'm normal. You show me a pig on the highway and I'll show you a road dog. Step on the crack and break your mother's back. I play the violin with just my thumbs and feed my lizard waffle crumbs. And I throw stones at telephone poles and hide mouth balls and gopher holes. I teach my bulldog to wear sunglasses and drink champagne and dance with Indians to make it rain. They'll never come take me away, cause I'm normal. I draw mustaches on Playboy bunnies and light bonfires with Sunday funnies. And my cellar's full of Japanese spies, and I've got a red wagon with wings that flies. I change into a werewolf after dark and chase the pigeons in the park. I soak my feet in cranberry sauce and call my parakeet Pepsi Ross. I'm normal, will never take me away. They took my brother away yesterday. He's a babbling idiot, it is.
Heard of the Russians and the man in space? They say we're behind in this rocket race. Well, up in Washington, they started thinking they needed the cat with the hot rod Lincoln. Because he was hep in the hot rod race, the hot rod Lincoln and the Burlington Chase. Pass the Russians as our battle cry, or they'll rule the world as well as the sky. Now, the kid that was driving that hopped up hack turned 21 just a while back. He got a letter from his Uncle Sam. He hopped in his rod, says, here I am. Down at Canaveral not long after that, who should I see but the hot rod cat? Boarded a missile with a smile on his face and knew right then there was going to be a race. Before the hatch was shut on his channel rod, I heard him sing out to a gathered crowd, don't stand too close when a throttler back, man, this rod is mean like there ain't no slack. When the countdown came later that day, he blasted off. He was up and away. Screamed off the pad with his hot machine, wasting no time pouring on the steam. Then all of a sudden, away up ahead, he spied a Russian in his rocket red. He pushed a button and gave her a blast and went into orbit, and I do mean fast. Past old Jupiter, headed for Mars, clipping him off up there in the stars, coming up fast, away out in space like man they was having a rocket race. Never frown on an honest race as long as it's done in the proper place. He gave her a blast to make her unwind. He was gaining fast, coming up from behind. He was humming along at a frantic clip because there was no speed limit on this trip. The cat from the Lincoln was taking a ride, and him and that Russian was side by side. There wasn't a cloud out there in space. Him and that Sputnik was having a race. He figured that he could get enough force to steer the Russian off of his course. Heading for the sun where it's good and hot, so he blasted off just one more pot. He eased over beside him and crowded him out. Sure enough, the Russian had a turn of the bob. Countries are betting and the stakes are high on just who is gonna rule the sky. Now this is not the end of this here race, cause that hot rod cat's still out in space. We haven't heard lately, but we will soon. That hot rod cat's headed for the moon. Time stands still when you're out in space, but man, we're having a rocket race.